My tribute is most appropriately Mr. Slim Dusty. The late, great Slim Dusty was the most prolific and biggest selling recording artist in Australia, with more than 7 million of his recordings sold on the domestic market. And let's face it, we've only got 20 million people or so. And he had a status as one of the all-time greats in country music. He had a career that spanned nearly 7 decades. In the year 2000, the 73-year-old Australian music legend released his 100th album. Boy, oh boy, how would it be? 100 albums. He was known to record songs in the legacy of Australian poets like Henry Lawson and Banjo Paterson, who wrote about the Australian bush lifestyle. And also Slim Dusty was known for his many trucking songs. And at the time of his death, at the age of 76, he'd been working on his 106th album for EMI Records, and he was with them right through his career. Right now, what I'm going to do is play for you a compilation, as I always do for my 10 o'clock specials every week. And this is a compilation of half a dozen or so of Slim's songs. And then we'll talk a little bit more in depth about the life of Slim Dusty.
Sand from the way they feel, and the lights coming over the hill are a blinding me. Looking forward, looking back, I've come a long way down the track. Got a long way left to go, making songs from what I know, making sense of what I've seen. All the love we've had between you and I along the track, looking forward, looking back. Red sails in the sunset, way out on the sea. Oh, carry my loved one home safely to me. She sailed at the dawning. All day I've been blue. Red sails in the sunset, I'm trusting in you. Now I'm a scrubber runner and a breaker too. I live on damper and wallaby stew. I've got a big cattle dog with a staghound cross. I never saw the scrubber we couldn't toss, 'cause I'm the fella from Cunnamulla. Yes, I'm the Cunnamulla fella. I'm fed up. Duncan. I love to have a beer with Duncan. We drink in moderation, and we never, ever, ever get rolling drunk. We drink at the town and country, where the atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Duncan, 'cause Duncan's me mate, yeah. G'day, g'day, how you going? What do you know? We'll strike a light. G'day, g'day, and how you going? You say good day, good day, good day, and you'll be right. Isn't it great to be an Aussie, taking a walk along the street, looking in shops or buying a paper, stopping and having a yarn with people that you meet down at the pub or at a party, whenever you're stuck for what to say. If you want to be dinky-dye, why don't you give it a try? look them right in the eye and say good day. Good day, good day. How you going? What do you know? Well, strike a light. Good day, good day. And how you going? Just say good day, good day, good day, and you'll be right.
David Gordon Kirkpatrick was born on the 13th of June 1927 in the town of Kempsey, New South Wales. He was the son of a dairy farmer, and Kirkpatrick adopted the stage name Slim Dusty in 1938 when he was only 11 years of age. The first major influence on his career in music was his father, who liked to vocalise to the accompaniment of his fiddle playing when Kirkpatrick was still just a toddler. Another early musical influence was Jimmy Rogers, and in 1945, Dusty wrote When the Rain Tumbles Down in July, and released it as his first record that year at the age of just 18. In 1946, he signed his first recording contract with Columbia for the Regal Xenophone label, and he went on to record it more than once in his career, and I happen to have a version of it in which Slim is joined by some of Australia's country music greats like Lee Kernaghan, Troy Cassadaly, Tommy Emmanuel, etc. So here it is. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Yes.
And that's just a story of Houghton, when the rain tumbles down in July. When the rain tumbles down in July. When the rain tumbles down in July.
Well, during the early part of his career, Slim often came into contact with other quite talented country singers, and there was a lady by the name of Joy McKean that he bumped into quite often during his performances, and in 1951, Slim married her, and together they achieved great success all around Australia. In 1954, the two of them launched a full-time business career, including the Slim Dusty Travelling Show. And Joy McKean was not only Dusty's wife, but she was also his manager for over 50 long years. The couple had two children, Anne Kirkpatrick and David Kirkpatrick, who were also accomplished singer-songwriters. And Joy McKean wrote several of Dusty's most popular songs, including Walk a Country Mile, Kelly's Offsider, The Angel of Goulburn Hill, and the next one that I'm going to play for you, The Indian Pacific.
Coast to coast by night and day, hear the clicking of the wheels, the humming of the diesel on her ribbons of steel, carrying the memories of a nation built by hand. See the Indian Pacific span the land. She's the pride of all the railway men cross country where she flies, from the blue Pacific waters to where the mountains rise, by lakes and wide brown rivers, through desert country dry. See the Indian Pacific passing by. For the Indian Pacific, she goes a-rolling down the track, 5,000 miles to travel before she's bearing back. Beside the line that drove the waves, his battered old gray hat, and kids are catching yabby down by the river flat. And a woman hangs her washing in a backyard near the line, as the Indian Pacific's rolling by. Starlight, saluting those who walk across the track she runs tonight, calling to the railway camp and the fettlers on the line, I'm the Indian Pacific right on time. From the silver of the broken hill to old Kalgoorlie gold, she mirrors all the colors of the land so hard and old. Then the western flowers are blooming and the air is just like wine, and the Indian Pacific's making time. For the Indian Pacific, she goes a-rolling down the track, 5,000 miles to travel before she's there and back. From the waters of the western sea to the eastern ocean sand, the Indian Pacific spans the land. Oh, the Indian Pacific spans the land.
Well, although himself an accomplished writer of songs, Slim Dusty had a number of other songwriters, including Mac Cormick, Gordon Parsons, Stan Costa, and Kelly Dixon, who, although short on formal education perhaps, were big on their personal experience of the Australian bush. And Slim and Joy drew very heavily on their travels for the lyrics of their songs. Slim Dusty chronicled the story of a rapidly changing post-war Australian nation. However, the arrival of rock and roll music saw most of major metropolitan music stations abandon their support for country artists, and despite record sales in the multi-millions during the 60s, Dusty was rarely heard on air outside of regional centres in Australia. And here's another popular song composed by Slim's wife, Joy. It's called The Biggest Disappointment. Enjoy the story that it tells as I play it right now.
They had my future wrapped up in a parcel, and no one even thought of asking me. The day I turned 15, I caught the mail train to find what else might be in life for me. I rode on trucks and trains and lived on nothing. Served me right for wanting to be free. Ah, well, that's the way society looked at it, but it didn't seem to be that way to me. The biggest disappointment in the family was me, the only twisted branch upon our good old family tree. I just couldn't be the person they expected me to be. And the biggest disappointment in the world was me. A lot more dinner times then there were dinners. I learned a lot that hurt me at the time. Then this quiet country boy went home a different man, with a memory of distance on my mind. But I always spoke too loud and laughed too often. Maybe drank too many glasses down, and perhaps my clothes were older than I realized. A relief to all concerned when I left town. And the biggest disappointment in the family was me, the only twisted branch upon our good old family tree. I just couldn't person they expected me to be. And the biggest disappointment in the world was me. And the biggest disappointment in the family was me, the only twisted branch upon our good old family tree. I just couldn't be the person they expected me to be. And the biggest
Well, by April of 1957, Slim Dusty had already had a recording career of over 10 years behind him. When he was scheduled to record four more songs, he only had three that were chosen. And at the time, Slim was travelling with a fellow called Gordon Parsons, who was singing a song that he'd written based on a poem by Dan Sheen. And so, needing that extra song, Slim asked Parsons if he could record his song, thinking it would make a good B-side for a song called Saddle Boy. Now, Parsons had no problem with that, as he considered A Pub With No Beer was just a novelty song. Many months later, while Slim was working in outback Queensland, he was told that this B-side of his latest single had made the pop charts in Brisbane. And as the months rolled on, A Pub With No Beer became the first ever Australian-made single to reach the national number one spot. The record went on to reach number 3 in England and also sold well in the United States. And for a long time, it was the biggest selling single in Australian music history. Dusty recorded not only songs written by himself and other fellow Australian performers, but also classic Australian poems by Henry Lawson and Banjo Paterson, with new tunes to call attention to the old bush ballads. For example, The Man from Snowy River and Waltzing Matilda, written by Banjo Paterson. He was given the honour of singing Waltzing Matilda in the closing ceremony of the 2000 Olympic Games in Sydney. And with the whole of the stadium of over 114,000 people singing along with him. And here is Slim's studio version of that iconic Australian song.
Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree. He sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. He sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Came a jumbuck to drink at the billabong. Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee. He sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. He sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda. Up rode the squatter, mounted on his thoroughbred. Up rode the troopers, 1, 2, 3. With the jolly jumbuck that you got in your tucker bag, you'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. With the jolly jumbuck that you got in your tucker bag, you'll come a-waltzing. Up jumped the swagman, sprang into the billabong. You'll never take me alive, said he. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Matilda with me.
Gee, that brings back some memories. I was lucky enough to be working at the Sydney Olympics. I was in the International Broadcast Centre, would you believe? I worked there for a couple of weeks before the Games and then throughout the fortnight of the Games proper. And it sort of brings a lump to your throat when you think about what happened during that particular fortnight of Olympic Games, and certainly the closing ceremony with Slim Dusty and 114,000 people singing what to some was a sort of an unofficial anthem anyway. Okay, well, in 1964, well, we saw the establishment of the annual Slim Dusty Australia Round Tour. It was a 48,280 kilometres, or 30,000-mile journey that went on for 10 months. This regular event was the subject of a feature film called The Slim Dusty Movie back in 1984. And the film had its premiere in the city of Newcastle. And would you believe I happened to be on business in Newcastle on the very night of the premiere? And I'm pleased to say that I attended the premiere and personally witnessed Slim, resplendent in his beige suit and characteristic Akubra hat, holding court in the cinema foyer, welcoming the entire audience to his movie. And I'm pleased to say that many years later, on a brief stopover in Goulburn, I was lucky enough to purchase a DVD of the Slim Dusty movie as a memento of that special occasion. Slim's 100th album, called Looking Forward, Looking Back, was released in the Sydney Olympic year. All 100 albums had been recorded with the same record label, EMI, making Dusty the very first musical artist in the world to record 100 albums with the same label. And over the course of his career, he collected more gold and platinum albums than any other Australian artist. However, sadly, Slim Dusty died at his home in St Ives in New South Wales on the 19th of September 2003 at the age of 76, after suffering a protracted battle with kidney cancer. But his importance to the Australian music landscape was absolutely immense. Thousands of people gathered at St Andrew's Cathedral in Sydney on the 26th of September 2003 at a state funeral attended by the Prime Minister of Australia, Mr John Howard, and the Federal Opposition Leader at that time, Simon Crean, and the Anglican Dean of Sydney's at the time, Philip Jensen's tribute included leading the congregation of family, statesmen, fans and musicians in the singing of this, his signature song.
Oh, it's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the publican's anxious for the quota to come, and there's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Oh, what a terrible place is a pub with no beer. Then the stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar and pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer as the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. Then the swaggy comes in, smothered in dust and flies. He throws down his roll and rubs the sweat from his eyes. But when he is told, he says, what's this I hear? I've trudged 50 layman miles to a pub with no beer. Now there's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover, and he cringes in fear. It's no place for a dog round a pub with no beer. And old Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, why, he's gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, you're early, Bill dear. But then he breaks down and tells her, the pub's got no beer. Oh, it's hard to believe that there's customers still, but the money's still tinkling in the old ancient till. The wine dots are happy, and I know they're sincere when they say they don't care if the pub's got no beer. So it's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of that pub with a no beer.
And what a way to finish a tribute to a grand old man of the Australian country music scene, Mr. Slim Dusty. Long may we remember him and the many, many wonderful songs that he performed.